In the name of the triune God, God the Father and the God the Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we will begin these closing services by reading the Word of God, which is read in the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the last verses. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Amen. We have been able to gather at these summer services, the closing services of these summer services at Pudasjärvi. During these services, I have stopped many times and thought about this moment and this time of serving, and have prayed to God that he would give me the words, would open his word, so to even at these closing services we could be refreshed by his word. Another thing that I have thought about much, that I am a happy man. And I think that at these services there are many with me who are happy. Happy that we have been able to gather as believers, as children of God, around the Word of God. God has refreshed us here, has strengthened us, and has opened his living word to us, so that each has been able to hear personally that even today you can believe all your own sins forgiven. I have thought to you, dear brothers and sisters, before my sermon, who are sitting right in front, and you have carried the responsibility for the arrangement of these services, and that they would be successful, and that it would be good to be here. All of us, children of God, are thankful above all to the Heavenly Father that he has blessed these services so well, and we are happy and thankful that he has given the children of God a humble mind to serve at these services, and that those who have accepted this responsibility have done it with those gifts that the Heavenly Father has given you. I believe that many of you have the feeling in your heart that a long project is presently will be over, and you will be able to relax. And the new ones are waiting on the front bench to accept this responsibility and begin doing the work. This is how God has arranged these things and seen it good to have these summer services arranged in the future. This portion of the Word of God, which I read as an introduction to this sermon, brings us to services that took place 2,000 years ago. The speaker there was the Lord Jesus himself. This portion of the Word of God, which we heard, was a part of the Sermon on the Mount, the end of the sermon, where the Lord Jesus as if summarizes that what is essential in our faith, and what is our faith based upon. Many times Jesus took practical matters as examples from society in which they lived at that time. Construction is familiar even today. Even this morning when I went to the showers and it began raining, I thought that it's a good thing that we have this service site, that the water that comes down will soon be absorbed by the sandy ground. We heard here that there are two points of beginning. Those who hear the words and do the words. Jesus says that he compares it to a man who built his house upon a rock. What was Jesus speaking of here? I thought I would briefly go over a few parts of this Sermon of the Mount. I encourage you, because this sermon is so interesting. It begins in chapter 5 of St. Matthew, and it ends at the end of chapter 7. It is worth reading every now and then. In many ways, it may encourage and strengthen us tempted and weary children of God, that we can believe and trust in the goodness of God, that he will help us in different situations in life. First of all, in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught that what are blessed people like, blessed or happy people like. When I read this many times, I began thinking that what does this mean? Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for blessed are they that mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, blessed are ye when men shall revile you. We are drawn a picture that here we do not speak of blessed or happy people which are successful or very skillful and so on, but those who are poor, doubting, sorrowful, but who nevertheless trust in faith and they wish to travel as righteous children of God, and they are worried and sorrowful because the enemy of the soul tempts them. And Jesus says that such people are blessed and happy, and such people have great promises given to them. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. This is what Jesus says about such blessed people. Then what are we like as children of God in the midst of this world? Jesus teaches, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. As believing people, when we travel here, endeavor here in the midst of this time, we are not meant, as we often hope, perhaps, as a certain brother had asked, that he could bring the board greetings, that house services should be arranged when summer services are arranged. And it was a 6-year-old boy, And he said that it would be nice that the summer services would last at least 10 days, that they would not end so quickly. My own grandchild yesterday said they were going home already. He was a 10-year-old boy. He said somehow these services went by so quickly that were they shorter than they usually are. This is how children experience these services. You little girls and boys, there are many of you, and young people also. And even now you are still here listening. It is a precious matter that you want to come to these summer services. Sit here in the tent and listen to what the Heavenly Father has to say through the speaker brothers. And it is interesting that the children analyze these sermons given by the speakers. In the evening, one of our grandchildren said how these sermons have gone. And one comment was, they speak the same kinds of stories, and they always say, as was heard before, they say the same stories. They had listened to the sermons in this way, and they had lived here, experienced these this way. But it is comforting to us as children of God that we hear familiar, comforting words. We don't desire anything new. We want to follow in the footsteps of the old believers, and we want to believe that God has helped before and He will help even today in this faith and on this journey. When we are endeavoring in the midst of this world, it is not meant to be that the believers gather somewhere separately and that no one else knows about our faith. For this reason, we have been spread apart to different places of watching around Finland and around the world, where we endeavor as children of God. And if someone asks us about the foundation of our faith, then we ask God for the strength and the power to confess our own faith. And through this way, God often approaches a searching soul, an asking soul, and may lead the discussion so that at the end of the discussion we can bless the hearer. Even now I know that there are you brothers and sisters here listening on the radio and on the internet, listening to these services. And God has seen fit for it to be this way, that even if I don't have the strength to come to the services because of my poor health or my high age or a situation in my family where I cannot leave and go to services, it is nevertheless possible to participate in these services and to hear what the Heavenly Father wants to feed to His children. But at the same time, this word can be heard by you who may be listening to these services in your own quietude and may be thinking and pondering and wondering that, does this word of God belong to me? Is it possible that I would have permission to believe in the same way, my own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood? Even in this sermon, the most important thing for you, dear hearer, is, no matter where you may be, that the Heavenly Father is calling through His Spirit even today, calling you to believe. You can believe your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. And when you want to believe this personally in your heart, this living Word of God, this miracle will happen, that you will receive the greatest gift that man can ever get upon this earth or own, when you can believe your own sins forgiven. This living Word of God, the children of God have been sent to preach. And as the Lord Jesus gave this commandment, this mission commandment to his own. I am jumping a bit in this text that teaches how we should live in the midst of this time, when he teaches that if you have disagreement, have you ever experienced that you have disagreement with someone? When you watch your grandchildren, even sometimes, they have disagreements. And even though I've gotten to this age, almost 60, it's still possible that I may even have a disagreement with my own dear wife. Things don't go my own way. But the Word of God teaches us that we should mend these things quickly with the one we argue with. When we are flesh and blood, we are prone to sin, even in this. But we should not leave this matter laying without having it fixed. Dear mothers and fathers, bless one another with the gospel and ask for forgiveness if the other one has a sad mind or you have done something wrong, or that you forgive your children if your children do something or things don't go their way. And your children, when you're disobedient, that you would ask for forgiveness. Then in the home, which is the basic cell of the kingdom of God, our belief begins in the home. The home is a secure place with a secure atmosphere where the gospel takes care of us and strengthens us on this way of life and gives us the strength to trust in the goodness of God and the grace of God. It is so nice to continue on when all sins are forgiven, and it's nice to travel with our spouse when things have been forgiven. And may God help us so that this gospel would be freely flowing in our families and the threshold would be low, so that we would have the strength to ask for repentance, ask for forgiveness, and to forgive. And even amongst the family, there may be arguments or disagreements. The Lord Jesus teaches us that you should fix these things quickly. Make amends. And Jesus yet teaches here a few things. And then you hear the elders told. Thus, your speech should be yes, yes, and no, no, and whatever is added to that is too much. It is good that amongst believers, when we speak, when we discuss about matters, that we could discuss openly and directly and loving one another and giving each other instruction and also listening if we are given instruction. That we do not talk things which offend or talk behind someone's back. That we would have a loving mind one with another to discuss things, that we can always talk about things openly. And here the Lord Jesus teaches an important thing here, this matter of prayer. have your brother and sister remember to pray. This servant of the word remembers to pray, especially before a sermon, that the Heavenly Father would give words and that these words would feed us all. And then another thing, that when we have many trials and difficulties, we have sorrows or worries, we turn to the Heavenly Father, that the Heavenly Father would hear us. Dear sisters and brothers, it is a great grace that the children of God and also unbelievers, that they can pray to the Heavenly Father. And when the Heavenly Father has promised to hear our prayers, he hears it as a shout, this prayer of the believer. And he teaches us, when we pray, we can pray humbly, in quietude, go into our own closet, but thou, when thou prayest, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. The Heavenly Father knows already beforehand what we need. Regardless of this, when we pray, this prayer helps us and strengthens us and helps us as if, because we are able to speak as if one-on-one with God. And the Lord Jesus teaches us a familiar prayer which has been used here in the sermons, the Lord's Prayer. And then the Lord Jesus teaches, and here a certain brother encouraged me that when you speak, then speak about this. Look at the birds of the heaven, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Just think, dear children of God, the Heavenly Father sees, even today, in our life, sees our life. He knows us, each of us, you dear brothers and sisters, who are in this tent, or hearing the word on the internet, or the radio, wherever you are. The Heavenly Father knows, he sees into your heart, and he takes care of his own children. So what is important here? Is it not so, dear children of God? Is it not important that since the Heavenly Father takes care of us, as long as we attempt to travel in faith, so that we remain as children of God? How do we remain as children of God? Is it not so, dear children of God? When we humble ourselves to ask for forgiveness for our own sins and transgressions, to ask forgiveness for all sins, then the Heavenly Father, we hear the gospel from the heart of the Father, that your sins are forgiven in the name and in the name and atonement blood of Jesus Christ. Even now, dear brother and sister, you can believe, all your sins forgiven in the name and atonement blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be comforted. By believing this way, we will one day reach heaven, and for this reason, even today, we are believing. Not for this moment, even though by faith receive much joy, we receive brothers and sisters, escorts, friends around us. God richly blesses us also in this temporal life. But we are not believing for this temporal life, but we are believing so that when this temporal journey ends, we will one day reach the glory of heaven. And for this reason, it is said here, but search ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this will be given unto you. You who are still searching, seeking the kingdom of God, these promises of God are in force. You also can trust in it, that the Lord Jesus has redeemed, has atoned for your sins. On the middle cross of Golgotha, he has died for your sins. Today we are asked, do we desire to believe, to humble ourselves, and to repent for, ask for forgiveness for our own sins? If your heart longs for this gospel, then this word belongs to you too. The Lord Jesus here teaches to go through the narrow gate, for the way is broad, which brings to damnation, and many there are that travel through it. But the way is straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. This kingdom of God is a small flock which endeavors in the midst of this world and proclaims the good message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even today, you have permission to enter the kingdom of God through the gate of forgiveness, of repentance. 4 days already at these services, this gospel and this call have been preached, and it is being preached right now. Dear hearer of the word, if these words of God have touched your heart and you long for the gospel for your own heart, you can believe all your sins and travel faults forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood, and begin believing together with the group of God's children who are gathered here today at the Pudasjärvi summer services. These were a few places in the Sermon of the Mount which Jesus held when he looked upon the people and gathered his own disciples around him and explained to them. And then this portion which we heard was the end of the sermon. And whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. As children of God, we stand upon this rock of Christ. We believe that the Heavenly Father loved sinful man so much that when he created Adam and Eve into this world, at the same time he made a plan of salvation so that we who are sinful on our own behalf are unsuccessful people. We have the possibility to become children of God, to endeavor as children of God, and one day be near the Heavenly Father in heaven. And by believing upon this foundation, even today it is possible. It is a comforting view with which to end these services, that we can believe upon this foundation and to an endeavor. And this foundation will not crumble or tremble. Even though there are many trends in this world, today we experience many new thoughts and ideas and doctrines are being introduced in our myth, and the permissiveness of sin is increasing, and the meaning of the Word of God is decreasing in the hearts of men. We as believing children of God, we nevertheless want to be believing on the basis of this old foundation. And this foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ, which has atoned for all of our sins. And so, you brother and sister, even now, it is you can securely remain believing your own sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. Be comforted and blessed. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you, with the flock of God. And now we can end these services. In Jesus' name, Amen.